points after he left. You know, when a guy loses his number one guy and his number two guy isn't playing and his starting running back isn't playing, is that too much for any team to absorb?
You know, I think we just kind of have the next man up philosophy around here. Obviously, it's tough. A guy like Jordan, you know, to lose him, but, you know, we felt confident with the next guy up. We just, like I said, struggled to get into a rhythm.
It seemed like earlier in the game you were able to hit Durrell Green back on some throws across the middle. If you could put a finger on it, what was it that made you guys go away from that later on?
It's hard to say that we went away from it. You know, it's just the way they started playing some different coverages, I think, more importantly. But, you know, I thought DGB played a great game. You know, I think we're signing, you know, getting a really good connection. He's competing his tail off out there, and he's doing a good job. So I think that was a good sign for us.
You had a reconstituted offensive line in front of you as well. How did they play? What did you expect, and how did they play considering?
Yeah, we'll have to obviously watch the tape. You know, I thought they did a good job, you know, with the, some of the communication up front, some of the pressure looks they were bringing. You know, I thought they did a pretty good job.
Nelson started for you guys last week. He was a healthy scratch today. Were you surprised by that decision?
Yeah, I didn't really think too much of it. You know, that's not for me to speculate on. I just play with the guys that are put out there.
When they put new guys up there, Treggs and now Turner, it didn't seem like you threw real much. Does that, as you mentioned, affect the rhythm?
I don't think so. You know, I think we feel pretty confident in those guys, too. Going forward and everything, and I thought we felt confident with them throughout the week. But just, I think, overall as an offense, we just struggled to get in the rhythm.
Situations when the ball sails, what's that the product of?
Bad throw.
Kurt, were you notified that Nelson wouldn't be playing in the game?
I think we found out yesterday. I think there's obviously, we weren't sure what was happening. We were seeing Paul get some more reps throughout the week in practice. Wasn't really sure. Honestly, didn't stress anybody out because we, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, we just got to play with the guys that are out there. But, you know, I know a lot of guys still have a lot of confidence in him, and I think he's going to be a big part of us going forward still.
I don't think anyone especially stand up here and blame the guys playing around you or you're not getting enough help from them or the injuries are affecting how you're performing. But how do you approach that? How do you look at those challenges when guys aren't making catches or getting open and you're having to deal with all these injuries?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that. You know, I'll obviously have to go back and watch the tape. I think the Packers, you know, I think they did a good job mixing up their coverages. You know, I think early on, I thought we did a really good job. Obviously, first drive went right down. And then they played some different coverages, and I think I'd have to go back and watch, but I'm pretty sure I missed a couple guys. You know, I think I had some guys open down the middle and some different things that I just got to be better with.
Carson, what is it going to take for you guys, in your opinion, to get out of this funk right now, losing 6-8?
We just got to stay the course. You know, I think we can't dwell on it. You know, we just got to keep plugging along. Can't throw in the towel. You know, and I know the guys in that locker room, that's not going to happen. You know, I think our effort's always there. We just got to keep fighting, keep believing, and we can't change our preparation.
If you do end up losing Jordan Matthews for any kind of length of time, you know, how important will Nelson Aguilar be, you know, in the last 5 games?
Like I just said, you know, I think for Nelson, I know I haven't lost confidence in him. You know, I know guys in this team haven't either. You know, I think it was just one of those things. Coach made the decision. But I personally still believe he's going to be a big part of this team and he's going to make some good plays for him.
You were pretty successful running the ball today when you had opportunities. Was there anything that you were seeing that you felt that you could exploit? Was it something coming into the game you felt like could be there?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit coming into the game. You know, I think they played a lot of too high, too man underneath, you know, where guys were getting out of there. So there's some good running lanes underneath.
Good. Thanks, George.
Thanks, everyone.